So that's on the Senate side. There's also an intense campaign for the House. And as Democrats try to maintain their majority in the House of Representatives, one of the key figures is Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. He's chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. You know, we spoke with John Boehner, the Republican who is seeking to be Speaker of the House, a couple months ago, and asked how many seats do you think could actually change hands one way or the other. And he said, you know, I think it's 100. And I'm not sure that a lot of people bought that at the time, but lately it's begun to seem like it's plausible that as many as 100 seats could be in play. Do you see it that way?
I don't think there are 100 seats in play, but what we would like to do is just focus on what we know are the toughest races. And the toughest races are ones where the Republicans had hoped to count our guys out a long time ago.
How many seats are in that category of being really tough races that you say that they look like they should have been lost, but you're still fighting them? How many seats there?
We have about 40 of what we call our frontline members. Those are incumbents from very competitive districts. You then have a number of open Democratic seats. For example, Dave Obey's open seat. There are other open seats.
In Wisconsin?
And then you have a number of seats where the Democrats are on offense. We have very strong challenging candidates in Louisiana, in Hawaii.
Let's remember, if you have a net loss of 39 seats, if I'm not mistaken, you lose control. Can you still do the math and find yourself losing less than 39?
We're very confident that we will have a majority because we're very confident voters don't want to go back to an agenda that served big corporate special interests at the expense of consumers, taxpayers, workers.
You refer to the policies of the past. It's been pointed out that there are complexities in running on any of the accomplishments of the present, the health care bill, for example.
With respect to health care reform, our candidates have pointed out that for those 8 years, you saw premiums quadruple, you saw profits skyrocket, and the health care bill is helping rein those in. And that's why you're seeing, frankly, all these big money special interest groups spending millions of dollars in secret money trying to influence these elections.
Can you point to any evidence that the health care law is any more popular than it was, particularly in the last few weeks as some of the provisions have gone into effect?
Well, if you look at individual pieces of the health care reform bill, they're very popular. For example, the American people are very opposed to the idea of allowing insurance companies to discriminate against kids who have asthma or diabetes or other pre-existing conditions.
But the law itself remains unpopular, doesn't it?
Well, against it, I mean, the provisions of the law are very popular. The package as a whole, obviously, has not received the same kind of support as the individual components, which is why it's important that candidates explain to voters what the specific pieces are and why it would be a mistake to go back. I do believe that almost every poll I've seen shows that while people want to see improvements to the law, they do not want to throw out the entire law.
Are there lawmakers that you have had to, I don't want to say cut off precisely, but basically say, you know, your campaign is just not too hopeful and I have to limit my resources here and concentrate my resources?
No, we're continuing to invest in our candidates across the board. We're bullish about their chances because as we get closer to Election Day, voters are taking a close look at what the Republican candidates are saying they would do, and they don't like it.
Congressman Chris Van Hollen of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, thanks very much.
Good to be with you, Steve.
Now, Chris Van Hollen's Republican counterpart is Pete Sessions of Texas. Easier job in this political climate. He's leading the Republican campaign for the House, and we have also invited Mr. Sessions to join us on this program.